Oh, Billy Idol, this is a great tune. I haven't heard it in a while. It is hot in the city. It's Wendy Snyder, and I am sitting in for Lisa Dent this week. It is terribly hot out there, and noted pet expert and friend Steve Dale joins us now. Hi, Steve Dale.
Hey, how you keeping cool, Wendy?
Yeah, I'm always keeping cool. That's what you got to do. My goofy dog Kona is all black with like a gray goatee, yeah. And he just lays in the sun. What is wrong with him? He loves it.
No, but that doesn't sound right. You know, so here, and you bring up an amazingly important point. I just did TV on this very thing, and I didn't think of bringing it up, so I should have had you on with me, because the color of the dog's yep. coat really matters. So just like when you wear, and we almost know this almost instinctively, or we learned it as kids, if you wear black on a day like today, like a black T-shirt or something, you will be hotter. If you wear white, you will be, well, relatively speaking, cooler, because the sun reflects right back up. So our dogs that are lighter colored, in general, don't have quite the same issue with heat as darker colored dogs do. Now, dogs, the problem is they're dogs. And it's a wonderful thing. I love dogs, but they don't deal with heat as well as humans. So if you're hot, and today, boy, I don't know how you can't be.
Yeah.
So if you're hot, your dog is hotter. There's no doubt about that. And it's even more true for dogs with darker hair. It's even more true with dogs with a lot of fur or hair, like the Huskies or Malamutes, the yeah. Arctic dogs. It's even more true for larger dogs. It's even more true for the brachiocephalic dogs. Those are the dogs.
The snorters, I like to call them.
Yeah. Like the pug and the bulldog and the French bulldog and the Shih Tzu and the Pekingese, all those dogs can barely walk down the block on a day like today. Don't make them do that. They have limited airways. They have difficulty breathing. If it's 75 degrees out and low humidity, dogs, incidentally, do feel humidity just as we do. And the other thing that isn't talked about, I don't think, enough, is your great-grandmother, Wendy, would not want to go out very far on a day like today. If you're 140, you are not going to deal with the heat very well. So dogs that are senior citizens, particularly geriatric dogs, they are not going to deal with the heat either.
All right. What about the pads on their feet? You can take them out and give them a quick walk, but when it's this hot, should you keep them off the pavement for those long 3-mile typical walks?
Yeah, that's another great question. So they know in Arizona about what I'm about to say, or New Mexico, put your hand down, places in Texas, Florida, put your hand down on the pavement or asphalt especially. If you can't keep it there flat for 2 minutes comfortably, and you feel like, oh my gosh, if I keep it there any longer, I'm going to be burnt. Those paw pads are going to be burnt too. And the dogs can't run off a leash because they're on a leash. They have nowhere to go. So if it's that hot, believe it or not, what they do in these other places is that, like, we use booties in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
They use booties in the summer for the same purpose. So that's one option. The other option is just not to keep them on for long walks. But they're not doing a little dance on the pavement because they want to act like, I don't know, Britney Spears. they're doing it because it really does hurt.
All right, and a couple years ago, Kona was on our upper deck, and someone blew off a pretty good-sized firework, and Kona yeah. literally saw it in the sky and then heard the boom. So whenever he hears the booms now, it's so funny, Steve. He looks up like, where are they? But we get a CBD treat that we talk to our vet about, because most dogs do not like fireworks, do they?
No, it makes sense if you're a dog that you are going to be afraid of fireworks, and some dogs actually have a panic attack.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because of this. If no one explained to you that these are fireworks, this is a celebration, we're supposed to be having fun, and a loud noise, remember dogs' hearing is more sensitive than ours, so loud noise is louder to them, goes off for no apparent reason, no explanation, no warning. It is natural that the dogs would try to either escape or hide and or be terrified of the sound. Now, some dogs can deal with it. You know what? An advantage, I suppose, of having a geriatric dog when their hearing begins to go a bit mm-hmm. is that they're not as afraid of fireworks at times, depending on the dog. But, yes, now is the time that you can do what's called desensitization and counter-conditioning. So here's what to do.
Okay, good.
Go to YouTube. Okay, step one, go to YouTube and find a video with audio of fireworks. And the more dramatic, the better. And play it at a very low volume. Now, your dog is like two or three rooms away. Remember, dogs hear better than us. The dog is two or three rooms away. Distract the dog with either a game or treats and gradually pump up the volume. And gradually that distraction or game occurs closer and closer to the speakers. The idea is good things happen, and only this good thing happens when you hear the sound of those fireworks. And over time, hopefully, the dog will be desensitized to the sound, also counter-conditioned to actually like, in theory, the sound now. Now, this takes a couple of weeks to work, at least. And with some dogs, this doesn't work very well, and some dogs, it works great. It depends on the individual dog, but it is worth a try. You know from last year and the year before what your dog is going to do, how your dog is going to respond, unless it's a newly adopted dog. So, therefore, you have some predictability, and people think, oh, the dog's going to figure out, it's no big deal. No, it actually gets worse every year, generally. So this is a good idea to at least try. However, for dogs that are inconsolable, I absolutely say today, well, it's late in the day tomorrow, go to your veterinarian, call your veterinarian anyway. There are psychopharmaceuticals that really can help. Your veterinarian will know which ones. I don't want to say the names on the radio of what these drugs are, but your veterinarian will know. There are other things you can do as well, everything from the thunder shirt to pheromone therapy to nutritional supplements or nutraceuticals. All of these things play a role and are great. And you can read about them on my website, which is stevedale.tv. However, for dogs that are, say, inconsolable, they're terrified, absolutely out of their minds, then on one end of that spectrum, contact your veterinarian.
All right. Well, that is good advice. And I like that kind of playing the fireworks and getting a little louder and louder. But I think it's too late for Kona on this, just because I know he's afraid of them.
No, so play it at a really, really low volume that you barely hear. Kona will hear it just a little bit and probably not be afraid. Now, some dogs will say, your audio system really isn't very good. I know that's not the real thing. But other dogs, not so much. I mean, you can fool some of the dogs some of the time, or a lot of them, actually. And it is worth a try to do. And even if you can minimize the anxiety some, that is worthwhile.
All right. Well, I'll try it. And where's your website again with all this useful information for pet lovers?
It is stevedale.tv.
And when are you on next? Sunday morning?
I'm on next Sunday morning at 5:30. Oh, that's early. I know, but it's worthwhile to learn about your pets. And then Sunday afternoon, I'm on at 1 o'clock. Among my guests will be Larry Luckinbill, the actor, great theatrical actor. He's been in a lot of movies, including Star Wars movies. And we will talk about his life. He has just celebrated his 90th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to him. That's awesome. All right, Steve, take care of yourself. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Noted pet expert Steve Dale and Steve Bertrand has your news coming up next here on 720 WGN. WGN.